prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 14 July 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're going to bring up a guest that we haven't had on for a while because he's been really busy with some things he's trying to set up and get started. We're going to talk to Professor James McCanny. I've had requests for James back on with us as soon as possible, so it's been a while. It's been hard nailing him to the wall to get him on here, but tonight we'll be joined by James McCanny, information he wants to share, and maybe even some information about what he's been doing with his time lately. But don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, everything goes right. I'll be in the office tomorrow all day long from 9 to 4 Eastern. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. If you have anything you want to ask, you want to talk to me personally, or place an order with Crystal, or whatever you might want to do, give a donation, whatever you want to do tomorrow, it's our time together tomorrow in the office. Don't forget, we're offering the 4-hour teaching I just finished, America, Why Will Ye Die? And folks, I cannot tell you what an important message that was. Not because I brought it. No. I'm just a servant. The message comes from the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit. America, Why Will Ye Die? 4-hour DVD for $12.50 delivered. All right, you can get CD if you want to, but I recommend DVD because part of it is on video. You might want to get that. America, Why Will Ye Die? $12.50 delivered. That's everything. And I'm kind of amazed. I had printed up a little booklet entitled Divorce and Remarriage is Still Sin. And I offered for covered cost, a buck. I'll cover postage and the cost of it, a buck. And you know, no one has said I want that yet. One of the most common sins in the church today is adultery. And they don't even know it. They don't even know it. But when you try to tell the people the truth, they back off from it because sometimes it does hurt. But if you want to see the truth on this issue, and if you don't want to see the truth, don't get it. I'll send for free if you ask for it. If you want to send a dollar and get it, that's fine too. But let us know. We'll like for you to have it. Because I think you need to see these things for the sake of your children and grandchildren. We're doing this for a purpose, folks. We're trying to get people's eyes open to the truth. For a little bit of time we have left, we're doing the best we can. Now, like I said, being off tomorrow, like I said, you can call us at 800-774-4448 or 304-846-4448. That's 800-774-4483 or 304-846-4448. And I guess tonight, for you new listeners tonight, I'm going to let James McCanny tell you a little bit about himself because you're about to be educating a lot of different things. And hear what he's been doing in the last couple of months where he's been so busy that we couldn't have him on the program. Because this man is a walking encyclopedia. I respect him highly for his knowledge and opinions. His opinions are valuable because they're built on the truth. James McCanny, are you there, please?
Pastor, yeah, thanks for having me back. And I do apologize for being away for so long.
Well,
I have been busy.
Yes, you have, I know.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah. Mainly, I've been setting up manufacturing and something over, I've had my water filter business. It's called JMCC Water Filters. I've been selling water filters for about 20 years, but I had a problem. I had a few problems with it, and I couldn't grow. I couldn't expand. I couldn't make enough of the product to really grow the business because there's so many people that need good water filtration. So that's what I've been doing is setting up a larger scale manufacturing and so with using some newer water filtration technologies. We can talk a little bit about that, but sure. Now I'm at the point where I've released all of this and it's available for the public on a wide scale. So just imagine in the U.S., we use just the public. This is not industry, just the public. Uses probably about 20 billion gallons of water a day. It's just a huge number, you know, a vast amount of water. And a lot of that water is really polluted. So anyway, it's to try and meet that kind of a market, I just had to do, to go in there. So that's why I've been busy. But okay. Also, I've just been, like a lot of people, in a sense, trying to fly under the radar, if you know what I mean. Oh, it's pretty crazy out there.
Yes, it is crazy, and it's hard to fly under the radar because if you say anything that's truth, you're gonna rock somebody's boat. And before we get into all the details tonight, for the new listeners, tell them who James McCanney is. Just give them a quick bio.
Well, I've been around publicly for about 40 years. Excuse me. I have a master's degree in physics and nuclear solid state physics. I got that at Tulane University in New Orleans in 1975. So that gives you an idea about how old I am. I've been in foreign countries teaching. I've spent time working with Russian scientists on atmospheric scientists and on weather manipulation issues where we were trying to solve some of the world's weather problems. And then also I spent about 10 years teaching physics and math at the university level. I've been about 25 years in the telecommunications industry in encryption and telecommunication protocols and managing large telecommunication networks. So anyway, those are some of my professional backgrounds. I also work a lot in space science, electricity and outer space. I work in mathematics.
Josh, you must be 100 years old. So. You know that? You must be 100 years old.
What's that?
You must be 100 years old.
I'm usually the oldest person in the group wherever I am. You know, I'm typically older than most people around. But anyway, so I've done a lot of things, and I'm a scientist. I'm a well-trained scientist. But the thing is, most scientists today are bought and purchased by the government. They work for government grants.
Yes.
They work for institutions, universities, and they're pretty much owned. And unfortunately, they're quiet as a church mouse. They should be the most verbal people, the most active in terms of socioeconomic discussion, and they're not. They're just out there. Hidden, and I think it's mainly because they're worried about their paycheck and their retirement. I don't worry about that. I'm independent. When I go to scientific meetings, I have my sign with my name, and it says independent scientist. And people, they say, what does that mean? What is independent scientist? How can you work without government money? And I say, well, I do, you know, because most government money is wasted. So you don't have to do much to beat what they're doing in the government with all the wasted money. But anyway, I'm an independent scientist, independent thinker, and I also do a lot of commentary on, like, when the COVID thing started, I wrote a couple white papers on this, and everything I predicted has come true, including the second wave, the so-called Delta virus, and this is just, you know, pure garbage, what they're putting out to the public.
Oh,
it
is.
All predictable.
It is. Well, you know, I put a cartoon up on a website. Excuse me. I come from Edmund Vieira. I'm sure you know who Edmund is. made back in the 1920s, a cartoon on how to take over the world with virus.
Yeah.
This is a real cartoon, folks. It's only about 3 or 4 minutes, about 3 minutes long, I think it is. It's on our website. Look under PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Go under Government Cover-Ups or Health News and watch this warning in 1920s, right after the swine flu epidemic, and see what was told for us. It even has a little thing in the background, music saying, don't forget to wear your mask. I mean, this is for real stuff. It's warning 100 years ago. And it's coming to pass right now. Because the masses, James, the masses, and I'm saying this out loud, are totally ignorant, and most of them willfully so. So before we get into water filters, I do want to cover your water filters. Tell us what you have uncovered with the so-called vaccine and the Delta and the Lambda variants and the inoculations. They're not vaccines, inoculations, a big difference. And tell us what you see in all that.
Well, the whole thing has been about the vaccine, not about a COVID virus. And let me give you an example, a level 4 or level 5 military grade biolab has equipment in there that isolates and keeps the workers. They have robotic manipulation of the test tubes and everything when they're working with viruses in a laboratory. And the reason they do that, when the air comes in, it's cleansed, it goes through filters. Anything in the air is killed with ultraviolet light. So it's really a highly protected environment. Now, the reason is because if whatever they're working with gets out, they would be dead in a day. Now, supposedly, we're supposed to believe that this COVID virus has gotten loose into the public and is spreading all over the place, and we're being told that people are dying from it. But the reality is, compare like a third world country, like go to Latin America or go to Africa or some third world country, where they have very little water, hygiene is very poor. It's the opposite of a level 4 laboratory. So if this amazingly terrible, horrendous virus got out into one of these third world countries and really was spreading, these people would all be dead within a couple of weeks. And it didn't happen. So what it proves is that this whole COVID thing, if there is such a thing as COVID virus, it's very weak. It has really no effect at all. They're changing the numbers. They're calling deaths from other things COVID deaths. We know that they're doing that. Or there's none at all. In fact, I've proposed this. It's kind of a thought experiment, which you do in physics sometimes. You think of an experiment. But what if there was no virus? Nobody has any way of proving this. Nobody has any way of verifying. In fact, there's 7 universities now that are suing the CDC and the World Health Organization, demanding that they provide information as to whether there really was a virus.
Well, James, a quick question.
Identification of this virus.
I'm sure people out there are thinking, well, now, I know somebody got sick from this. Even I was sick from it. So how do you answer that?
Well, there's a lot of things going around, and you were sick, but what were you sick from? And the other thing is the test that they're giving is not a test for anything. It picks up little
parts of
biological matter, and it's not a test for anything. So the end result is that there's no good test. And then even if they found some kind of virus, is that what made you sick? There's a number of steps here, but it's all smoke and mirrors. So let's say there was a virus and people were getting sick, but the vast majority got better. There's all kinds of scenarios, but be that as it may, let's take another step here. The big push was for everybody to get the vaccine. Now, we know that the vaccines were patented years ago. These were not just developed all of a sudden. This was stuff that was sitting on the shelf.
That's true.
Developed a long time ago.
That's true.
And so the idea that they railroaded it in and fast-tracked it and all of a sudden developed this and they could get it, passed without any test scrutiny, etc. This was all planned. So it's all about the shot. Whether there was a virus or wasn't a virus, we could argue all day. But what I think we'll agree on is that this was all about getting everybody's vaccine, a shot, which is not even a vaccine. That's what it's all about.
Well, you know, and explain to us why. Why is that so important? Why are they still pushing? I mean, they're giving away hot dogs and hamburgers and McDonald's in California are giving shots at the McDonald's location, give you a free whatever you want off the menu if you have to get a shot. And here in our state, West Virginia, they give away $2 million prizes out of the tax excess fund, giving away guns and shotguns and rifles and pistols. They're doing all that here to get people to get the shot. Why is that?
Well, there's a lot of work that's coming out right now. Some of the latest is showing that the vaccine is loaded with graphene dioxide, which is a highly toxic material. And that's one of the issues. But it appears that it's sterilizing the public. The number of miscarriages that have happened to women who've gotten the shot is off the charts. And so it looks like it's something to destroy the genetic, the ability of people to reproduce. That is what it looks like. One of the
wow.
primary goals.
Well, you know, we're seeing all kinds of problems with the shots. I mean, there was no point rehashing all that. People are dying, literally dying from young people having heart problems. This goes on and on and on. They're actually magnetized, and other sources come in, including Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. Has spoken to me about these people actually glow under a certain light after they get the vaccine. I'm not making it, folks. This is all for real. I'm not making it up. This is all facts, not from Wendy, but from sources that she has. These things are really happening. What is in that vaccine? I mean, we know that they've done X-rays to check it. There's actually a chip. As a matter of fact, a lady took a dog to the vet. And they had it chipped, and if she had a vaccine, she scanned my arm. They scanned the chip on her arm. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know all the details, and we probably won't know for a long time or maybe never, as with many things. If you look at many of the big events that have happened in history, there's never a clear story that ever evolves, whether it's assassination of a president or 9/11 or major events like that. So this is a whole worldwide event. But the other thing is, with the cover of COVID and everybody talking about COVID, what the CIA has done in all the countries in the world is created, first of all, is shut down the economies, but they go in and foment against the government. It doesn't matter whether the government is communist or democratic or whatever. They want to overturn every government in the world, like flipping hamburgers in a hamburger stand. Mm-hmm. They want to flip them into their new world order. And I think that is the COVID and the vaccine and everything else are cover stories for the end effect is to flip the whole world into their new world order.
As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister of Australia just said that they are in the New World Order. He said that.
Yes.
Australia is already there. Now, folks, this is not made-up stuff. This is biblical prophecy being fulfilled right in your sight. And you shouldn't be frightened. You should be excited that you live and see this day. But that doesn't mean that you step back and do nothing. We're to expose the evil, fight the battle, fight the good fight of faith, and stand for the truth. We probably will not turn this country around, and I'm almost sure it won't. But nonetheless, our duty is to obey our God, confront evil, and not be afraid to speak against evil, and warn the people. You are a watchman on the wall. If you listen to this broadcast right now, you are a watchman on the wall, whether you like it or not. It's your job to sound the alarm. Go ahead, James.
Well, people, first of all, have to take care of themselves. It's the old scenario where if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. And so the first thing you have to do is take care of yourself. So you need, food and water and sanitary conditions and a warm place to sleep and clean air to breathe and a place for your kids to be harbored so that they're not being attacked from outside. So all of these things, that really, you know, 2 years ago, we didn't really think about, maybe a little bit, but not at the level that people are dealing with it today. And then you have people now coming around knocking on doors. You know, they're little volunteers like, oh, how are you doing? We want to just see how you're doing. Did you get your shots? Did everybody in the house get their shots? And, you know, but this is what has happened. If you look historically, this is what has happened in every country that's been taken over by communism. And if you look at that, this has been instigated by the World Bank, whether it's Russia in 1905 or the Ukraine in 1929 or just the whole laundry list, or the United States in 2001 or even as early as 1913, instigating basically based on putting people in office who forced this communistic socialistic lifestyle on people who are otherwise active and hardworking. And so this is the same program, what we're seeing here. There's nothing new here. This has been done over and over and over again. And, of course, that's why they don't educate kids in school, because they don't want them to know that this is that, you know, they want to butter it off on the bread like, oh, this is inclusion. This they have all their terms. This is diversity. All of the terms that they use in school. And what it is it's normalizing all of the kids so they all have to be the same. There's nothing diverse about it. You know, it makes me cringe when I see these universities, and they're all like, oh, we're so diverse. And what do? They put a bunch of students up there, one Chinese, one black, one Asian, one, you know. And that's diversity to them. It's the most racist thing in the world. Because they're only, the picture is of people of different skin colors. It has nothing to do with diversity of thought, which is what universities should be all about, and diversity of opinion, diversity of subject matter, etc. And that's not what's happening. So they're selling this diversity, inclusion, story based strictly on skin color. Which is, and you know, in the on the face and down deep, is that's what's racism. And they're talking about people being racist. I grew up when I went, for example, for my master's degree at Tulane University in physics. There was one of my good friends was a black guy, and we worked together. I mean, there has not been any racial issues. There are some on certain levels. But you can look into the Mexican community, the Asian community, the Indian community, you know, the Irish community, of which I have some heritage, etc. And every one of them has had difficulties when they've come and moved into this country. The Irish were not treated good. I'm not demanding reparations,
right?
Because my great-great-grandfather had a tough time when he first got to Boston. I'm not saying you owe me. No, not at all. And so anyway, there's so much derision going on, trying to divide people.
And they're getting it done. They're getting it done.
That's the communist manifesto.
Well, on top of that,
divide.
That's right. And they're destroying our history. That's a Karl Marx statement about destroying history. Kind of, it would, you know, take over the people. I mean, obviously they're doing that. And I don't know whether the ones, I don't think that the, the common people in the movements like BLM and CRT, I don't think they understand what's really going on. But the ones at the top do. They know they're turning us into a communist country. They're attacking the what's left of the republic and the idea of a free society. That communism is winning. And there's a book out, I just looked at a while back, since me another gentleman, and said, and not a shot is fired. The communist strategy for subverting a representative government, and it goes on to talk how that works. Not a shot was fired. Khrushchev said back in the 60s that he would take us down. He said that. We would conquer us, and they're doing it. And not a shot's been fired. They've done it from the top to the bottom and bottom to top. It's taught in the public schools. It's taught in the higher, so-called higher schools of education. It's been taught gradually but thoroughly to the youth for many generations, James, and we're paying for it right now, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, and you have a president whose family fortune came from dealing with or under-the-table dealings with China. And
yes.
A lot of people don't realize, a lot of people think that China is an independent country that is a communist nation with the Communist National Party, but it's really a subordinate of the World Bank. The World Bank controls China, and Chin and the leaders of China are puppets of the World Bank that operates basically out of Rome and London. And if you look at the history, you will see that. But that's not the way it's presented in the Western press. They don't even talk about that.
Well, we've always got to have a boogeyman. Remember Russia was a boogeyman, the Cold War, and then school children told crawl on your desk because the nuke coming off. You're supposed to crawl on your desk and hide from the nuke. And this went on for years. Russia was a boogeyman. Then that kind of fell to the side back in the 80s. And now they picked up another boogeyman, of course. It's China, and it's Iraq, and it's Iran. Boogeymans are necessary to keep the people afraid so they obey. That's what the whole idea is, and
right.
this is not me saying this. This is world leaders over centuries have said that through fear you can conquer the people, and that's exactly what's happened. We're seeing it happen, and I just want to read a comment here from H.L. Mencken. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led into safety by menacing them it with an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary. Now that's what it said, and Bertrand Russell said this, neither a man nor a crowd nor a nation can be trusted to act humanely or to think sanely under the influence of a great fear. That's what they've done to us, brother. We back down. We turn in our freedoms under 9/11 and other situations. We turn them over voluntarily because we want to feel safe. That's the cost of our liberty, is security, false security. And in Daniel 8:25, it talks about that the Antichrist, the beast, will conquer the world through peace. Now, you have to read that to understand it. The word peace there means false security and false prosperity. Prosperity, that's what that word peace means. He conquers the world through false security and false prosperity. And Hosea chapter 7 said the more they increased, the more they forgot me. The more they grew and made money, the more they forgot who God is. So that's how the Antichrist beast system has taken us down, through false prosperity and false security. Go ahead. Break time. Hang on to the break, please, James. Look for the break. Any questions, comments, love to hear from you. It's your chance to call in tonight at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, Have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war.
All right, folks, we are back, and the phone number if you want to call and talk to us, and I hope you have some questions and comments, because this open line, this is for you tonight to share with us, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And what's on my mind, I'll make the first announcement on the program. This will provide out more detail next week or two, but there's a huge meeting coming up in St. Charles, Missouri. I'll be there on the last Friday of August to speak twice that day, along with many other people. So if you live in the St. Charles, Missouri area, stay tuned for this huge gathering. They're expecting 15,000 people or more. So I hope you'll stay tuned with that, and hope you can make it to St. Charles to say hi to us. But anyway, we were talking during the break. James and I were sharing some facts back and forth about how America builds people up for their to be used as a puppet, and then when done with them, they tear them down. That starts with local leaders, even the national leaders like Gaddafi and the Shah of Iran. All of them were our puppets. We build them up, we take them down. And I know, James, you shared some of that during the break. That's interesting because we're seeing it happen. You mentioned Cuomo, governor of New York. Share some of that.
Yeah, just before the break, I was going to say that, so take Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, or take Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was governor of California. You know, these people were riding high. Schwarzenegger was a movie star and married to Maria Schreiber, a news anchor, very, beautiful woman with, and all of a sudden in both cases and with almost all of these people, they get the rug pulled out from under, and all of a sudden the news media goes after them, and oh, they're the worst person in the world, and they're destroyed overnight. And it just shows how they take these people, they build them up, put them in front of a camera. They can do no wrong. Nobody can sue them. Nobody can go after them. Like Cuomo had this thing with the nursing homes where he took the COVID people, put them back in there, and a lot of people died allegedly from this issue. And he was, untouchable. And then all of a sudden, a bit later, they say, oh, well, he was fooling around with this woman in the office or some deal, you know, that they accused him of. And all of a sudden, bam, he's out of there. And you go, man, you know, this guy was riding high for his whole career, from a young guy who was with the Kennedys. He married Robert Kennedy's daughter. You know, he was big in the Democratic Party. You know, he gets to be governor of New York. And then one day, whammo, they take him out at the ankles. And, you know, the point is that they take these people and they never figure it out. They always think they're bigger. Their britches are bigger than, you know, the great outdoors. And, you know, they never realize that someday, and they, you know, they see this happening to people around them. So they kind of have to toe the line. They have to toe the party line. But they never realize that when their day comes, nobody's going to come and rescue them, because everybody else is trying to, you know, is they're compromised too, and they're just trying to maintain their paycheck and their money under the table and everything else that's going on. But the point is that how they build up these leaders and use them. We mentioned Hillary Clinton. She was supposed to become president when Obama did, but she was too big for her britches, and David Rockefeller pulled out all his funding one day. And all of a sudden, she had to become Secretary of State. She had to eat crow under Obama, who she was supposed to have been president. And so those 8 years, she had to eat crow. And when she came back to run in 2016, for the 2016 election, she knew who was running the show, and it wasn't her. So, you know, that's the way they control these people. Billy Clinton had an incident like that when he was governor of Arkansas. You know, he thought he was too big for his britches, and he was working with the CIA down there, the drug trafficking and lots of money and all this stuff. And he thought he was too big for, you know, all of a sudden, bam, he was out of there. And then when he came back, he realized who was running the show, not him. And he knew who his bosses were, and he knew that he had to do certain things, because he wanted the power back.
So, well, you know, anyway, it is amazing that if people have any eyes at all, and I know the masses don't see this, and I'm really sorry for that, because if I can see it and discern it, I guarantee you that a blind person can. But to see what's happening around the world and governments that we have set up with our CIA and Black Ops and BlackRock and all them working inside the nations to disrupt the society of a nation, take it down and rebuild the way we want it. Folks, we've done that. Don't put that on Russia. I'm not saying they didn't do it, but compared to us, Russia's a pauper when it comes to doing these things. America has been done this for decades. Went in, caused disruption in a nation. Usually a communist takeover of some type, and then they install their own leaders. And when they're done with them, they take them out. And that just happened over and over again. Anyone who wants to see the truth can see it. And know that we've been deceived into wars. Every war we have been in since the revolution was called by insiders. Every one of them. And even the World War II, when Hitler was such a bad guy, Pearl Harbor was planned before it happened. When I served in Vietnam and around when the world, because the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. All these things, folks, have been put on us because of our ignorance and apathy and our unwillingness to learn. And James is trying to share with you tonight, people are built up and taken down at the whim of the people they call themselves the elite. Now, they're not God. They're not gods. But they have authority, they have money, and they have power. And that's what's going to happen under the beast system, the Antichrist, authority and power. Read Revelation chapter 13. You'll find he has authority over every kindred, tongue, and nation. Go ahead, James. I'll shut up. I don't want to start preaching. Go ahead.
But no, the thing is that they use these people to do their, in this machine that they have operating. And they need these people out there, and they use them. They either have wealth or power, or money, or women, or whatever it is. And I've had people from the CIA come out and try and influence me or buy me off, and they've never been able to do it, because I don't buy into any of that. They don't have anything they can hang on me. But they've tried. They've tried to influence my radio show, come in, be sponsors, give me a lot of, you know, build my own radio show up to be something huge. And it's, I just keep, my own, you know, I keep doing my own work by myself. And, you know, but everybody out there seems to have a, something that they can use to steer them to. And then once they got them trapped, then they got them trapped. And they can pull the rug out from under them, and they, or they say, okay, well, you do it our way now, and it's our way or the highway.
True.
And all of these people, whether they're corporate executives or they're governors or mayors or city councilmen or, I mean, you name it, these people are being directed by somebody. They call it handlers, and they're being moved in a certain direction, you know, so... the people that, you know, the idea that we vote for people in this country, I've done a lot of work in election fraud. And my view is that especially on the local levels and the local state, county levels and state level, there probably hasn't been a fair election in most places in 50 years.
Yeah, at least.
That, you know,
I agree.
The corruption. And this is what we're finding out too, like in Arizona and Pennsylvania and some of these states, is that the local people are doing this. You know, this is the lady and man down the street who've been doing this for years, faking votes and, you know, putting in extra votes on this one. And, you know, but they're doing it because they want their party to win. And they don't care about your vote or who you are, or what your opinion is, whether it's the school board, whether it's the county executives, the mayor, the city council. This has been going on for a long time.
Well, obviously, again, you would think it's so massive, people would see it, and a lot of people have. But I've also come to the conclusion that these people are so far entrenched now and can control so much of society, they don't care if they are caught. Because there's not much we can do about it. They own the judges, they own the courts, they own legislatures. There's not much we can do about it, and they know that. That's why they no longer fear us. Let's take a phone call from Washington State. Let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question. Well, that's what I'm calling for. Okay, the FDA, the WHO, the AMA, DARPA, FBI, CIA, you name it, all this alphabet soup. Folks, they're all in cahoots together, and they plan on approving, the FDA will approve the COVID by probably late August, or because the military has come out and said to prepare to vaccinate all those ones that don't want to be vaccinated by September, and then the ones that still insist on no, they won't have any excuse because the shot will be approved. And they're going to charge them for the education they invested in them and kick them out of the military. So we sort of have a timeline for how much longer we have before they okay it, that it's not a experimental vaccine. Okay, my question is, to what extent do we citizens go to protect ourselves? Because they're talking now also about cordoning off large areas of urban areas and having the military come in and give you those shots once they're no longer experimental. And
okay.
I have a problem with facing God having just killed somebody, because I don't think that I refuse to have that shot, and I know that they will overwhelm me, so I have that dilemma.
Well, I want to say first, and I'll share this, and then I'll let Jane speak, of course. But I want you to know that defending yourself is not murder. That is, Christ never said once for us not. He said, thou shalt do no murder. He didn't say, thou shalt not kill. The actual commandment in Exodus 20, if you look up the word, means murder. Defending yourself is not murder. Matter of fact, and the scriptures tell us, for a man not to defend his own family, that means to provide for him and defend him, he's denied the faith and worse than infidel. So killing for self-defense is not sin. It's commanded by God. I know what you're saying.
I've heard lots of talk on that. And And it seems like they always end up saying defending someone else is righteous. You should do that. Well,
it is
I'm
righteous.
Here alone. I'm not defending anybody but myself.
No. You defend yourself also. Let me say something, tell you this. To allow somebody to kill you, just open up and say, here, go ahead and kill me, unless there's a circumstance you can't do anything about it, that is self-murder. Your life before God is sacred. Your body
is
sacred.
Is it self-murder or police suicide or
well,
knowing that I'm going to die?
Suicides. If you commit suicide, doing it yourself or else do it for you, you killed yourself. That don't mean
right,
they won't kill you anyway.
If I know I'm going to die, because I'm what? Not going to be out. I know I will die in a physical conversation.
Well, I'm sure most of us will. I'm sure, but
yeah.
But if we don't try to stop the evil at our house, will they stop at our children's house or our grandchildren's house?
Well, they're not going to stop at any of it. They have got the thing going.
But that's the point.
Do you have grandchildren? Children, grandchildren?
Yes, and then people compare it to that Jesus did not fight. He accepted it like a lamb.
That is absolutely not what the Bible teaches. Christ took a whip to the money changers, and he told Peter and the disciples, if you don't have a sword, buy one. That's what Christ said.
But when he was going to the cross,
he was put here for that reason. He come for that reason. That was planned before the earth was formed. That isn't necessarily planned for us. He was come for that reason. But yet, defending yourself is not a sin, honey. It's really a commandment. It truly is. And I can prove that biblically, but we don't have a whole lot of time left. But thanks for the call, Carolyn. Good point. Good question. Thank you. Very good question. Let's go next to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in.
Thank you, Butch. I've got a question for Professor McCanny.
Okay.
Professor, what are our dangers from radiation in water, and what can we do to get it out?
You'd have to. Radiation has 100 different meanings. I mean, it could be radiation, it could be light, it could be. Are you talking about, radiative particles?
Fallout.
Fallout,
yes.
Waste
fallout.
Or fallout or something like that?
Yes, fallout.
Those are in a category called heavy metals. And, for example, my filters take them out, as part of the filtration process. And so, the reason I don't specifically talk about radiation is because people get the idea that the filters block radiation. They don't do that. But lead or other heavy aluminum or metals, and the filters take those out. Do you have a radiation issue? Like around St. Louis, there's a big radiation issue. I can guarantee you. But are you in an area where there's radiation in the water?
Like, not that I know
polluted?
Of. We have dioxin and a lot of things like that in the water here. Supposedly they get it out, but I've got a filter too. So, thank you very much for your answer, and thank you, Butch, for having him on.
Oh, you're more welcome. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. And we'll go to the rest of the call in a minute. Mick, hang in there a second, folks. We've got some lines open, 844-769-2944. We're talking during the break also about James's whole house water filter. And I was actually shocked at how little this will cost an average individual to protect their whole home, and that all the water comes into the bathroom when you brush your teeth, when you take a shower, or what you drink is protected with James's whole house water filter system. He said the average cost would be about $1,600 and takes about 2 to 4 hours to install. Now, that's really a deal. And very quickly, before we go back to the next phone call, James, tell them very quickly how they can contact you about this.
The easiest way is my website is, the website is jmccsci.com. That's just 7 letters. I'll give them a phone number also. This is a number where people can leave a message and then we'll call them back because we don't really have like a staff to answer, phone calls, but the number is 612-232-6651. And if people call in and you'd like to see if that's appropriate for your house, that's a number that people can call and leave a message. And sometimes people are answering that line, but we don't really have a staff set up for, but that's a number, 612-232-6651. On the web page, there's an email address that's there, and that's checked pretty much on a daily basis. But the web page, again, is jmccsci.com.
Okay, folks, and again, the number is 612-232-6651. I'm going to check into it myself. I truly am. Let's go to the next caller. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Now, what's the idea of those comics going over South America? 1986, 1997, and 1997. Is that a foreboding telling of doom for the non-Israelites? Is that right?
This is a comet that you're asking about?
No, just about comets in general.
And just comets in general.
Oh,
Are they signs to us? Are they signs to us as a world or a nation?
I think that they are in the sense that people have always attributed things like that to comets. Although scientifically there's no reason to believe that, but there's something that wakes up in the psyche of people when they see those. It's a different thing up in the sky, and it's kind of like deer in the headlights. You know, what makes a deer freeze when he sees headlights? It's kind of the same thing. It's a natural result. It's natural response.
Okay. Good question, Mick.
The scientists would say, oh, no, that's just voodoo, you know, beliefs superstitions. But the reality is, and no matter how many times the scientists try and tell people, oh, it's just a comet, people still react that way. It's a natural reaction. Just like when a deer, like say a baby fawn smells the smell of man walking through the woods, they run. When man sees a comet in the sky, they consider it an omen of danger. It's just the way it is. And I don't care how many scientists tell you differently, it's a natural reaction. In fact, they will tell you, they will go out of their way to tell you that there's no problem. Because they know that the human reaction is very strong. That just tells you how strong the human reaction is to comets.
Okay, good call, Mick. I got to jump down the call, but thanks a lot, my friend. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
You guys were talking about the wars. You were talking about people's reaction, what to do if somebody decides to come at you. But right now in South Africa, they have no food.
Right.
They have no ammo. They are running out of ammo.
Right.
The cops are out stealing, looting. The cops are running out of ammo. Their farms and people's houses are being burnt. And it's not just the white people defending themselves. It's all races are defending themselves. But they're being overwhelmed by these crowds and crowds of people. And it wasn't because the president was arrested either. It's because it was planned. Because today one of those, what is it, the Zulus said that they are behind this. They are doing this. And they are going to keep going.
Well, you know, you're looking at the future America there. You know that. That's coming here
exactly.
soon. Go ahead, James.
And overnight this could happen.
Absolutely.
This is being orchestrated in every country in the world. I was talking about this earlier on the show, I believe, where the CIA is using COVID and the vaccination and all this other stuff as a cover of darkness while they're in every country manipulating them, and they're using the same technique. riots in the street. It's going on in Cuba. It's going on in Venezuela. It's going on in Colombia, South America. It's going on in all the countries in Africa. Pick a country.
It's in Cuba also. It's unrest in Cuba. Hey, Janet, got to jump. Another call. We're in that time. Thanks for calling, Janet. One last caller. Okay. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. You got about 1 minute.
Pastor, they're so hungry down in South Africa that they're stealing televisions. The New World Order has its people in place everywhere, and it's the people who are needed to control the certain populations they govern over. From Tehran to Tallahassee, Florida, under DeSantis, they are all pushing the vaccine, every one of them.
That's
except
true.
For three African countries where their leaders are now dead.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that is very true.
Including Haiti. Including Haiti also in
yes.
the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just said on news now they're going to try to get vaccinations into Haiti since their president's dead. They're going to try to get vaccinations in there. Go ahead very quickly with any more questions, Tom. We've got to hurry.
I'm through. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Carl. Appreciate it. James, you're down about the last 2 minutes. What do you want to add in conclusion? And again, folks, check on the water filter. I'm going to call James and talk to him about a water filter for our home. I have a Berkey and love the Berkey. I love the Berkey. Had it for years. But this is a whole house system, and I think I'm going to check into it. You need to call him at 612-232-6651. 612-232-6651. And very quickly, James, wrap it up. What do you want to talk about? You got about 2 minutes left.
Well, I just encourage people to, like the woman was asking, what should she do? You know, people come to her door, try and invade her house. I would say get away from the cities, for one thing. You're much better off out in the countryside, and you have to be able to take care of yourself because, you know, like I always say, food, water, shelter, a good place to sleep, you know, sanitary conditions, those kind of things, because this cannot go on for very long. In fact, the Bible talks about it. It said it'll be cut short because nobody would survive if it was very long. And so I don't think that the whole turmoil will last that long. So you have to be able to, and I can't tell you how long that might be, but you have to be able to withstand for a period of time very independent. So that's what I have to tell people.
All right, folks. You've heard from a man that's been out there for years trying to warn people and who has a background to prove what he's saying. I hope you pay attention. I really do. And we're not trying to tell you we know it all because we don't. But we study to understand. We study to show ourselves approved. Scriptures first, then the history behind it. Thank you, James, for joining us tonight. I'll be in touch in the very near future, okay?
Thanks, Pastor.
God bless, James. Folks, I'll see you tomorrow in the office between 9 and 4 Eastern at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.